Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Helena Steiner Holmstein. She's Swedish-born and a direct descendant of a historical Swedish family where women were known for their wisdom and unique spiritual abilities, placing them in amazing, for the time, political and social positions during the Middle Ages. Helena is a Florida resident and a popular international inspirational speaker. She is ranked one of the top world intuitive healing coaches and is a frequently invited speaker at the United Nations. And she is also introducing her latest book, The White Light, A Limitless Reality. Helena, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me. You know, I'm delighted to be on your show and to talk about my latest book, again, The White Light, A Limitless Reality, and by Helena Steiner Holmstein. I squeeze that in again because it's a long name, but people love it. I started to call myself my first two names for a while, which was Helena Margareta, which is nice, too, and people still wanted me to be called Helena Steiner Holmstein. They like the complication and the twist of the tongue, I think.
I love it. I love it. And I have to say, I love your work. It was a book that I could not put down. And I'd like you first to tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life, because you are coaching people about how to step into their individual white light that collectively we all share, and it's such a beautiful contribution that you're making with your book as well as your work. How did that come about, the work first, and then we'll talk about the book?
You know, and it's such a good question, and the answer is like a whole lifetime. It's first of all, I'm so glad you introduced me as coming from a long family of history and to have had those women of spiritual insights in my history. And that has, of course, helped me to be the one that I am. But I would say I came to being the one I am through many awakenings. When I was a child, I was born with a gift to see things and to see through bodies, and I saw angels and people who had passed on. And then also, already as a child, they told me that, oh, you make me feel so much better. So it was already there. But I gave that up because when I came to school, the teachers didn't want me to talk about the things I was talking about to my little friends and to them. They said it was just a stupid invention and stop it or we would just punish you. So I gave it up. But I had several awakenings, spiritual awakenings, and I think some of them are in the book also.
Absolutely. And again, the book is absolutely amazing. And your life is just incredible. So tell us a little bit about why you decided to write this wonderful book.
Well, it came through, again, through those spiritual awakenings when I just was put on the road of something new that I hadn't been. But when I went to school, I stopped all these things. And I grew up and I became a teenager and I graduated from high school, and then I had very understanding parents. They sent me to universities in Europe, in other countries, because I wanted to. I wanted to get away from Sweden. It was too cold and dark. So now, when I was in my dorm here, I was going to university, I was by myself in my room, and suddenly I woke up, and I had this, what I would call a burning fire in my room. But it was not a fire, it was something else, and I couldn't figure out what it was. But I sat there and looked at it, and it was simply energy. And that energy was so strong that it just put me in a kind of state of awe. I sat there and looked. And then suddenly this fire started to speak to me. And I have, at that point, never been so scared in my life. So I just covered myself up in bed with pillows and blankets and everything, and eventually passed out. But after that, I had things happen to my life. I started to get to have a purpose, and I wanted to share this. Not at that time. It took years and years and years before I came that far. But I would say this was the beginning of how I wanted to share something with the world. And the best way of sharing something with the world, well, I started to do speaking engagements and healing and everything else, but not at that point. But writing came when I just felt, oh, talking is not enough. You have to really share it more with the world. And you can do that through something you put in writing. And other people can learn from what you have been writing for them. So I started to write really seriously once I came to understand what this was all about. But I've been writing all my life before that, so it was just a way of communicating a little bit bigger and better to write now.
That is so wonderful. And again, what a wonderful contribution. So what would you advise for people who are maybe not at a point where they've discovered that white light within them? What would be some tips that would help people to discover that white light of energy that burns within all of us?
Well, this is nothing new, I'm saying. This is something that we have known throughout history and also in the Bible, but it's been kind of pushed away. It was not really that I think those in power wanted us to know too much about, because it's very hard to control people who already have a certain knowledge within them. But what I would advise people to do, you mean, you asked the question, what is the tip, so to speak, I would give people how to move on or how to find the white light. Yes. How I do this with clients when they come to me, I ask them to just simply sit down and like they can do right now when they hear me. And the beginning of my first chapter in my book, The White Light, A Limitless Reality, I have like a little poem up on top where it says, within me there is a place that knows all and sees all. This is my inner light, the God force shining within me. This is my highest potential and my best friend. So once you begin to connect with this power within you, and things work actually, they really, really work. I have used this method myself all the time. No one taught it to me. I think Spirit itself, herself, himself, taught me how to do it. And I started to feel that I had something in my chest, something warm and light and bright. And that warmth within my chest had to come from somewhere. And I just imagine that way, way, way up in the sky, there is a bright light. And this bright light up in the sky is opening up and is sending me a ray of white light down over me. And everything from that on changes. It's something that heals. It opens you up. It protects you. I can tell you stories of protection where once a whole wall, a mirrored wall, was falling over me. And in front of witnesses, like a big light jumped out of me and lifted that mirror away. And I was saved. I would have been cut into pieces otherwise with this big mirrored wall just falling over me. But the light was there. And who is and what is this white light? It's the Holy Spirit, it's God. I call God the white light. it suits everyone. If we start to really believe in this and we trust that we have the ability and we really do have this power within us that I call the white light, once we just do this little exercise like I did right now, just put the feeling in your chest and feel that it kind of spreads out over your body and then around your body, and then you have this light from above just coming down over you.
So beautiful, really beautiful.
Thank you. It is beautiful.
it is. And I know that you had this gift, as you said, since you were a child, but you were in denial about it. And you tell us about that in the book. And I'd love for you to share if others are feeling that same way, where they've maybe discovered the light, but they're hesitant because they've been discouraged to talk about it. What would you advise them to be able to delve into this in a far more centered way, authentic way?
Well, I have this, you know, I work on people every day who call me up and we can even do this process over the phone. And I'm saying this only because people should understand how easy it is. It's just that through your intention, everything is intention. So if you really, really want to get well, if you're like when I was sick, I had a sickness that was going to kill me, I put myself in the white light and just decided. It's very much in your mind. If someone tells you, oh, you're sick, you're going to die, you actually will, because this is the energy that goes through your mind. But if you can begin to feel that you trust this power and you put what you wish for first, it's really what it is about. You know, in the Bible we talk about the commandments, and you have the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. And once you believe that this good power comes first, you know, things will change. The good stuff will come to you first. It's like you believe, oh, there's no way out, there's no way out. That is also going to happen to you. But if you actually put the positive, the thought, the dream, what you wish for, if you put that first and put it in the light in front of you and over you, yes, it is going to happen. It's a very, very simple technique. It is a technique.
That is so amazingly beautiful again, and so powerful that we have this within ourselves. And it's awesomely powerful in every way. You give many examples of it in your book. And I would like to give you a little testimonial here, actually a big testimonial, because I was surrounded by people who were pretty ill. And I had found that my own sense of the white light with me was just, it was almost totally dim or out, you know, from the standpoint that I was so much in my body with concern and with helping other people.
Yes, the fear, you know, the worry, yeah.
Yes, yeah, the stress of it. And we talked on the phone, and I was so thrilled to read your book on that day, and it turned everything around for me. I rediscovered all of that goodness and the white light, and I was so preoccupied, I didn't even realize it was gone. But your book made me look at that in myself, realize it, and recover what is a normal condition for me, you know, one of being in that light. And I can't thank you enough, and I can't recommend enough that people will go out and buy The White Light, A Limitless Reality, because it is truly a magical book, and you've contributed to the world with this book in such a big way.
Well, thank you. And I hear this now, and I'm surprised how people pick up on the book, how they have contacted me and say, they have said what you have said, oh, thank you. You know, all that it took was just that I changed my mind about things, you know, and I put the light into my life. The light has been there all along. We have this light within us. It's creation within us. We were born to be happy and rich and well. You know, we really were. We were not born to be poor and miserable. And some people seem to believe that. We were born to lead a good life. And how can you have a good life? Live in the positive. Bring in the light. Put it in front of you. Put it over you, around you. And it is like a shield for the darkness. It takes away the darkness.
Why do you think that it's so prevalent that many people have trouble living in the light, that they choose the darkness? And I just shared my story with you. I didn't even realize that I was making that choice. Your book woke me up to realize that I was in that place. But why do you think many people choose to live in that place?
And I don't think it's so much a choice, it's a habit. Our world has been kind of conditioned to live in a state of fear. And if you want power in this world, those people who want power, they start to put people in a state of fear. And people walk around and they're scared of everything. And of course, once you put that energy in you of the darkness, that is what takes over. And people feel more comfortable in the darkness in a way. And I think Nelson Mandela also quoted that in his inauguration speech in South Africa, that he said that we feared, I don't even remember what he said, but that we have a tendency to fear the light and instead go into the darkness, because this is the way we have been brought up to living. We lock our doors, you know, be fearful of this and be fearful of that. Vaccinate your children because, oh yes, they might get very sick otherwise. So we are surrounded by those rules set up by society. And if you get sick, oh yes, you need to take this medication. Well, I have been close to death a few times and I have put myself in the light and that has worked, you know. I don't say don't go to doctors. No, I'm a great believer in doctors too, in every way. But no, you have the power within you. You really do have the power. It's there for you. We were meant to use it. It's part of, you know, we were created in the image of God, and to me, God is the light. So this is what we're meant to do. We're meant to live in the light.
That is so profound. It truly is. So share with us a little bit about why you chose not to identify the light when you were younger. I think it would help for people to understand how you totally turned your life around, even though you had this great gift, but were inclined to not want to acknowledge it for so long.
Well, I was part of society, so to speak. You know, I had all those high-powered friends. And we went to cocktail parties, and nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I still do. And I was just wondering, what are people going to say when I start to have this philosophy? I was really scared. What are people going to say? But then I noticed that secretly, all those people of power actually know this already. And the old royalties of Europe, they have used these practices all along, of consulting this higher power that they saw as the light. It's nothing new. It's been there all along. It's just been hidden away. It's too simple. Also, I was a skeptic a long, long time. I wouldn't believe in the light. I really didn't, because it was too complicated. My life was good. I had a great life. I was still looking for something more all along, but to just be in the light was simply not good enough. We have a world of intellect. You have to be logical and you have to be intellectual. That is the thing. And then you have to prove everything with lots of riches. And here I come up with a method that all you have to do is just relax and put yourself in the light. And it works. Yes, we go through a technique when we learn this, but still you can do this. Children can do it. I see fantastic results with people who put themselves in the light. And I feel now we have come into an era of new philosophies, of new energies, and we are more open to this with the light. And women have more say now, and this is a very feminine thing. It has nothing to do with violence or anything. It's just being in the light.
You put it so simply. And yet, you know, particularly I think in the times in which we live, you know, a number of people are choosing to choose fear over love. And yes. I'm a firm believer that you're either living in the fear or you're living in the love. And, you know, so that, again, is why the book is so, so rich. Do you have any other tips for people who are finding difficulty living in the white light, living in the love?
You know, it's so important to trust. And everyone says that the method we use of just putting ourselves in the light and brushing off the darkness. And I have programmed them to a particular code for that too, which is just the words clear, clear. But of course, we do it a certain way. But once you start to just clear your problems, you just see, you know, your darkness or your sickness, and you pull down the light over you, and you brush off your body and kind of brush off those shadows that you imagine are coming out of you. You just feel cleansed afterwards, and you are. It's very, very easy to explain the light, but it's also very, very complicated because it's too uncomplicated. You know, a child can do it. Children are very good about it, and I have grandchildren, and when they were small, I said, well, put yourself in the light, and they kind of put themselves in the light, just stretch up their hands and pull down the light, and I said, do it really fast. And they said, okay. And they felt really good. And my grandchildren have called me up all through their growing up years when they didn't feel well, just to get well again so we could do the light together. You must not think too much. If you think afterwards, I wonder if it worked, it's not going to work for you. But if you just take it for granted, yes. And you, Vicky, too, you can just start to put yourself in the light, take a deep breath, and just let that light shine over you and through you. I did this for a year before I knew what I was doing. I remember once particularly, this was in Miami Beach, I was sitting at my beach club, and I was kind of depressed about things, and I wasn't happy in my marriage I had then. And I just started to put myself in the light, and I just felt so much better, and I just, oh, I sit on the light too, and I will have light under my feet. Ah, you know, and it felt so good. And also, it makes you look younger and feel younger if you're getting old. It's like taking a shower of light, and you step out of the shower, and woof, here you are. You are awakened. You are healed.
What an amazing, wonderful side benefit.
It is, yes. And I say that to people, what side benefits do you have? And I said, oh, you get more energy, you get more aware of life around you, you see nature in a new way, you recognize truth in the way, and you are not full of fear. You just brush off fear as something totally useless for your life, because those of power, always those who wanted power over you, they put you in fear. But it starts at school, you this. Do this, or you will have this, at least in the old school, you know, you will get time out if you don't do that. So we are in fear. And I remember I went to a theater the other day, and someone came up, you know, before the performance, and he said, anyone who has a telephone ring will be told to leave, and you will not be allowed back in. And, of course, everyone was so fearful and turned off their telephones. I don't even get many calls on my cell phone, because that's for emergencies. But I was, oh, yes, I got so scared. I don't want to miss the rest of the show, you know. So this is the way we have been brought up, just to live under fear. And it works.
It's very interesting. Now, you've received accolades across the world for your tremendous talent and healing ability. But I'd love to hear a little bit about how you are received at the United Nations, because it strikes me that the UN is possibly an audience that is very cerebral focused, you know, in their head.
Yeah, it's so interesting you say this, because the first time I came there, and of course they are so fussy about things, you have to get permission for speakers, for a piece of paper, everything has to go through some kind of bureaucracy. But then I got the people, and they were all like with big glasses, you know, and sitting there. And a serious group of people. And I start to talk. And one of my methods is to do a kind of meditation. It's not the meditation. I do this in all private sessions and in workshops. And it's just a method of touching your subconscious mind. And when I go through this subconscious mind, I talk about all this. I mention metaphors, and people understand nothing of what actually happens, but they take it in because they hear the metaphors of flowers and clouds and sunshine and beautiful things, and they take it all in, and it goes through their subconscious mind, and it cleanses them. And I did this with the United Nations. I did it at the Parliament of Sweden, and also the same reaction there. People start crying, and this is what happens. They cry and cry, but it's not hysterical crying. It's just a beautiful crying, tears falling down over their faces. And I know particularly men have asked me afterwards, why am I crying? Because, I say, we are touching on that core within you, which is the white light. And the white light is crying out of a relief, saying, oh, finally, you are coming to me.
Hmm.
And it's been so surprised. It's always been a man who has asked this. Women are still a little bit reserved in this in front of other men and other women. But it's always been a man, a high-powered man, who's asked, why do I cry with you? Because it's not me, it's the white light trying to get into your heart, opening you up. And it's so beautiful for you, so you do cry. So I had several at the United Nations get back to me. But you know what people don't know there, you have spiritual departments within the United Nations. You also have like a pillar just when you come in, a pole with a slot in it, and that's a place where you put in your prayers. This is in New York. I don't know how it is in the other places, but they are very, very open for spirituality. And even the Parliament in Sweden, after I've been there twice, they opened up a meditation room. They have a new administration. I don't know how the new ones are. But this is what they did a few years ago. They opened up a prayer meditation room. Well, prayer is a little bit, to say, too much for Sweden because it's a very secular country. It's the most secular country in the Western world. But they believe in meditation nowadays. And the light, which is not God to them, it's the light. I worked very well in Sweden and in the Scandinavian countries too. They're very open to the light. Because it's like an alternative man up in the sky, you know.
So interesting, really.
Once you talk about this, you can talk more and more and more.
Yeah. You know, the places that you've taken this whole concept that at one time was very foreign or was frowned upon by many, it's just incredible where you've taken this. So I would love to know what you hope readers will get from your book. By reading it,
I hope they understand that there is something more to you, to each one of you. There is something within you, within each one of us, called I am the light. Jesus said that too. He said, I am the light. This is, you know, this is the way, this is the truth. And when I started to heal people, those words came through me like a channeled message. I am the light. Not meaning me, but I was working with the power. The channel power was telling me, I am the light. And this is that we all have within us. And we just have to stop being skeptical and stop to be looking for logical explanations and intellectual information on this. Because there is not. This is beyond the limitation of real words. This is on a higher level. And it has actually been explained scientifically. There is a level above, you know, where we are. And in that place, there are no words. I explained this at the conference, and before me, there have been all those professors from universities. They had explained spirituality that way. And I came and explained this just through my feelings. And I said, there's no way you can put this in a scientific proof. I hadn't heard their lectures, but everyone who was listening to me had heard them. And they couldn't believe I was saying the same thing, being, you know, the one that I was, you know, a spiritual person, whereas the other people were just scientists. However, scientists agree with me all the way, real scientists, not the ones who are following others, you know, results, but the ones who are looking for their own results. the Einsteins out there. They agree with what I'm saying all the way.
Wow, so fascinating. So when you look at the body of work that you have created and the many, many lives that you have changed, and now your book is reaching people all over the world. It's not your first book, but this book, it certainly was so meaningful and moving to me. I'm just wondering, if you were to almost look at your work and your writings as a legacy, what would that look like for you?
I would like to be remembered as the one who introduced the white light as a part of us, the human beings, you know, to take us away from the limitation. If we get sick, yes, you have emergency sicknesses, a heart attack and all this, and you're hurt in a car accident, run to a doctor if you can. But otherwise, all those little here and there that doesn't work, and then no doctor knows what's wrong with you, put yourself in the light. Because as we read in the book, so many of these sicknesses that we have can be caused through cellular memories, not only from this lifetime, but from past lifetimes. And I've seen that a lot. That's why little children, babies can come with strange things. I had a patient, the parents brought him to me, he had a hole in his heart, and I said, I've seen this many times, it's just a past lifetime. We can fix it, the doctors can also fix it, but combined we get really strong on this, and all those children have been fine. But this is how many of those things happen, that it's a past lifetime that kind of materializes itself in this lifetime.
Just so amazing. You are absolutely amazing person on this earth. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing so generously. Now, I know your book, and we'll mention it again, The White Light, A Limitless Reality, can be found on Amazon. But is there also a website where people could connect with you?
Yes, I have a site called www.activeveil. A for Adam, C for Charles, T for Tom, I, V for Victor, A, L for Love, E for Edward.com, activeveil.com. But many people don't get that the first time. So I have this Speaking to Your Heart, www. It's the same site, it's just a different name that people can understand. SpeakingToYourHeart.com. I have another one called Body Soul Connection. It's so old, it's been there for a long, long time. And, it's been sitting there and people understand it. And from that one, I feel if you can go to just contact me at drhelenainfo@yahoo.com or again, speakingtoyourheart.com, a website. To read more about the white light, the limitless reality.
Yes, and thank you for bringing such a beautiful, bright, white light into our lives today, Helena. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I was very, very happy to be on your show, Vicki. Thank you again.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.